rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surah Yunus alayhi salam, ayah 22 and 23. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala anbiya'illahi jami'an وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي يسيركم في البر والبحر حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم بريح طيبة وجرين بهم بريح طيبة وفرحوا بها جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم أحيط بهم دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
This is one of the verses that we see it. We see the practical side of it in our daily life. At the time of emergency, at the time of disaster, all people, they turn to God. All people, they acknowledge the existence of God. And they start screaming and yelling in all different languages. They call upon Him. Oh God, help. Please help. I'm going to be a nice person. As soon as I'm out of this, I'm going to go and repay my debts, whatever I have taken from people, I will give it back to them. I missed my prayers, my fasting, this and that. I didn't do good to my parents, to my family members, to my friends. I insulted this, I abused that. Just enable me to be safe, to recover out of this. At the time of emergency, we all do and we all say this when we are in trouble. When the IRS is after us, we become the most disciplined people and very religious because we have a problem with the government. We have a problem with the judge in the court, with someone. We have health problem, health issue. We turn to God. But then Allah says, soon after we deliver them, they begin defying us. We see this on a daily basis. P- People at the time of difficulties, they turn to God. At the time of ease, they forget about God. This is a mistreatment of God. This is not respect. This is saying to him, I only need you when I'm in trouble. But when I am having fun, I have good time, I don't need you. This is exactly what we tell him. Although we don't say it, but we do it. Here in verse 22 in Surah Yunus, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. It is the Lord who enable you to traverse in the land and the sea. He enables you. Someone says, no, it's not God. It's man. And his brain is able to travel and traverse in the land and the sea. And now we can add one more thing in the air too. We are traveling through the air now most of the time. So how come Allah says it is me? It is me because it is God who gave man the brain and the ability. These discoveries that we see today, the developments that we see today, the different innovations that we experience today have been given to man by his Lord, by his Creator. And this is found in the Quran. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Allah is the one who taught man things that never came across his mind. He taught him, he enabled him to learn. When we are born, we are born with no education, but it is part of God's grace and God's mercy to us that we learn and we discover things in life that makes our life much easier. All these technologies, who gave man the brain? Who gave him the ability? الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Logic, bayan means logic, and a brain and reason has been given to him by God, and God can take this brain easily from him if he wants. So it is God through his grace and mercy enabled us to traverse in land and sea. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And then he gives us a scenario. This scenario of 1400 years ago of the sea, but we can see this scenario in the air now when we fly. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ. Fulk, it means the ships, huge ships. They sail with them with favorable wind. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبًا. When there is favorable wind, they start drinking and dancing. And have you seen the cruise ships? The dancing and the, you know. And immediately when there is some emergency or disaster, or the captain sends an emergency message to them, all these dancings and up and down, and all these champagne bottles, they start to crash. Then all of them, they start yelling and screaming, oh God, God, we have no one but you. We have no one but you. They turn to God. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. فَرِحُوا, although فَرَح means rejoice. But here Allah does not say that because you are rejoicing. No, Allah is not against farah or happiness. Farihu biha here, it means that they forget about God. When people, they reach a stage at the time of the peak of their happiness, they think that they created this happiness for themselves. Now they are the kings, the emperors. No harm can reach them. This type of farah, not ordinary happiness. Allah is not against ordinary happiness. But Allah says, when some people become happy and they forget about me. Completely they shut their brain about God. This is what he says. فَرِحُوا وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. All of a sudden, the waves come, comes the stormy wind, رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ, with waves, وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجِ, huge waves come to them from all sides in the middle of the ocean or the sea, مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ, and they think that they are being overwhelmed, there is no rescue. Muslims are going to say, Ya Allah, Christians are going to do this, you know, they hug each other, and they say farewell to each other, they bid farewell to each other. Some of them are going to say shahadatain, and they think that they are overwhelmed. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. At that point, دَعَوَ اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ. They cry unto God. مخلصين, sincerity, with sincerity. لَئِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا, they make a nadr, a vow, nadr. Please God, deliver me safe out of this, I will do such and such and such and such. Some people become generous. They say, God, we give $10,000, let's say to the poor, to the needy, to the orphans, to the hospital, to the clinic, to the, you know. They become very generous. They make nadr. 5 minutes later, when everything is calm, they forget about it. Completely. They forget. This is the nature of the humans. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ دَعَوَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ لَنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Once you deliver us safe out of this disaster, this tragedy, we shall truly show our shukr, gratitude to you. We will do such and such and such. How many times a person comes to the goes to the doctor's office, and the doctors, after examining him or her, he says, let's do some extra test, because I suspect there is something there. As soon as he says, I suspect, wow. We can't sleep the night. Until the result comes back, this 3 days, 4 days, 1 week, it becomes 5 years. And then we become the most religious. The tasbih, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I will go inshallah to Hajj this year and the ziyarah inshallah, and I'll do this to my mother and to my father and to my neighbors, and this is our nature. So when the doctor calls and he says, I have good news for you, we forget all these things. In Arabic, they have poetry, sha'r. They say, صَلَّى وَصَامَ لِأَمْرٍ كَانَ يَطْلُبُهُ لَمَّا انْقَضَ الْأَمْرُ لَا صَلَّى وَلَا صَامَ. He started to fast and pray for a specific reason. When that reason is done, there is no more prayers and no more fasting. This is, it reveals to us what? That man is very feeble, is very weak, is very fragile. Man is very emotionally and psychologically very fragile. Very fragile. He's not stable. At the time of comfort and success, we totally forget about God. At the time of tension and problem and bad news, we surrender. Allah says, this is not a good relationship. Have you seen some children, how they treat their parents? I said this many times in the past. They treat their parents as an ATM machine. They know no father, no mother until the pocket is empty. Once the pocket is empty, they come and they greet the father, they greet the mother, because they need money. They need help. But before that, you don't see them. They don't talk to you. This is not a healthy relationship. Allah says, I want you to be with me. At the time of victory, I want you to be with me. Allah says about Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf, when he was crowned to be the prime minister of Egypt, And then Allah gathered him after a period of 40 years of separation with his family, with his father Yaqub. After he lost his sight, they arrived from Palestine to Egypt. He had a reunion with his family at the peak of his power and authority and leadership and success and victory. He says, listen to what he says. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. You have given me kingdom and leadership, political leadership, mulk, authority. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. You have given me knowledge. Sometimes the Sultan has knowledge, educated, and sometimes like the Arab Sultans are alhamdulillah illiterate. They hardly read or write. Yusuf says, I have authority, I am a Sultan with knowledge, with ilm, not without ilm. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. So you have given me mulk, وَعَلَّمْتَنِي, and you educated me. You inspired me with knowledge. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And then he says, I have a request. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my guardian, you are my leader, I submit completely to you. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. Always keep me surrendering to you. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. I have this wish in my heart that when I die, I go to paradise. You gather me with Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhim of those sorts. My success would not be complete until I am gathered. Yes, this is my family. Jacob is my father, my brothers. But my real family, Muhammadun wa Ali Muhammad. Alayhim of those sorts. Wa alhaqni bis-salihin. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِ. At the time of success, we have to be even better than now. Because we know this success, this tawfiq is not from me. Anything good happens to me is from God. مَا أَصَابَكَ. The Holy Quran says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. If something good happens to you, you make money, you have children, you have stability, you have success, then these are gifts from God. And if something evil happens to you, it's not from God. It is because of you did it to yourself. You inflicted this damage on your own self. So here when they board the ship, they forget about Allah. When a wake-up call strikes, they all shout, they all scream, oh Allah, save me, deliver me out of this. Allah says, we deliver them, because it's only a wake-up call. We deliver them, but we want them to wake up, to understand. Unfortunately, after this deliverance, they completely forget. فَلَمَّا, ayah number 23, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. Once he delivers them, أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Behold, إِذَا هُمْ means, behold, they transgress, يَبْغُونَ, transgress in the land insolently through the earth in defiance of right. They transgress insolently. Because man, when his heart is not submissive to God, he becomes an insolent person. Person with a pride, with arrogance and pride. What rehabilitates the heart, this heart, is Iman and faith in God. Only faith in God. Only relationship with Allah makes our heart a human heart. Only relationship with Allah, safe and healthy relationship with Allah, makes us true human. Otherwise, we are beasts. Some men are worse than beasts. Look at the crimes they commit. Yesterday, and today. Yesterday, the students of Ladiqiyya, which is a city in Syria, northern Syria, on the coast, Mediterranean, they went to school, university. Some of their enemies, they shelled the university and their surrounding, and they kill 23 people there. Boys, girls, going to their classrooms. Imagine you send your son to the school here, to the college, to the university, and then they call you, they tell you your son is dead. Is this insani? Who does this to students? Students who are supposed to be the future of the country, the future of the land, the future of the society. People supposed to help them, give them money, encourage them, tell them, Ahsan, you are not wasting your time, you are going to school. They kill them. Today, in southern Beirut, in Lebanon, 5 p.m., 43 people were killed with two suicide bombers. Now these suicide vests are very sophisticated. When someone wears them, they don't notice because they are made in Israel. You know that? Israel creates them, very small, sophisticated, but it has a very devastating effect. Very devastating effect. The person who wears them, he kills himself and at least 30, 40 people around him. And they kill innocent people. Today, people were in the bazaar, in the market, it was crowded, in one of the poorest areas of Beirut, very poor area. I've been to that area, to that street. I know the people who live there. People can barely make ends meet in these areas. They barely feed their children. 43 people were killed today. Over 200 are wounded. Some of them, their wounds are very deep. Because when Iman is missing, insan becomes wahsh, beasts. Beast, even worse. Even sometimes wahsh has some mercy. When the beast eats, he does not follow you. You can pass next to him in peace. But some of those humans, they have human shapes, but the soul is worse than, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ, even worse than beasts. This is why we need Iman, real Iman. Iman infuses us with hope, with strength, and above all, we become danger-free. We are not dangerous to anyone. This is exactly the spirit of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-Muslimu man salima an-nas min lisanihi wa yadihi." The true Muslim is people feel safe around him. He doesn't hurt, neither with his tongue, nor with his hand, nor with his plots or his mind. He never hurts anyone. Salima an-nas min lisanihi wa yadihi. But nowadays, it is exactly the opposite. When you say a Muslim, you have to fear them. Especially those who have long beards. Huh? Those Salafis, believe me. You fear them. You fear them. Where is Allah in your heart? Where is Islam? Where is the Prophet? Where is the Prophet? When Allah says about the Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً. You have to forgive. You have to build the societies. So Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They transgress insolently through the land in defiance of the truth. بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They know the truth, but they defy it. Sometimes someone says, I can't see the truth. Misled. But Allah says some of them are not misled. No, in defiance, in a grudge. They have a grudge. في قلوبهم مرض. Allah says some people are sick. Their hearts are sick. In the heart there is sickness. In defiance of the truth. بغير الحق. Then Allah says, of course, when man has a pride and غرور and conceit, he thinks he's a superman. He's a superman. He's immune. He's protected. No one can hurt him. But Allah says, I can show you a small example. You board the airplane, I can show you how you are very vulnerable. You are very feeble. Very fractured. And some of those supermans, not necessarily leaders of countries. I know Tughat, those dictators, when they become leaders of their countries, they become dictators. Many of them. Many of them. They forget that they are ordinary human beings. But sometimes, not only a president or a king or a sultan, sometimes an ordinary person in the community, a father in the family, becomes dictator. So dictatorship not only does not mean only in the political system, in the government, sometimes in the society, in the community, in the neighborhood, in the family. Some people become dictators. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful hadith. Ruhi lahu al-fida. Everything he says is a beautiful. Ali, he is a beautiful, and everything he does and everything he says is a beautiful. He says, وَالظُّلْمُ مِنْ الظُّلْمُ مِنْ شِيَ مِنْ نُفُوسِ الْقُوَّةُ تُبْدِيهِ وَالضَّعْفُ يُخْفِيهِ. میفرمایند که ستم، ظلم و ستم از صفات انسان است. قدرت، قدرت وقتی که قدرت به دست میگیرد، قدرت آن را پرورش میدهد و ضعف آن را سرکوب میکند. It means the person inside him, he or she has the seed of transgression and aggression and abuse. But sometimes, why do you see him polite? Because he doesn't have power. Once you put him in power, he becomes a dictator. When he has weapon, when he has authority, when he's in the office, he becomes a dictator. Pull him out of the office, he becomes, mashallah, muqaddasa ardibili. Very nice, very kind, you know. Because he doesn't have power. This is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says. Except a few like him, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He had power, but he still was nice. And he was kind. And people did not fear him. People did not fear Amir al-Mu'mineen. Only the zalimeen, the wrongdoers, they would fear him, yes. The wrongdoers, the corrupts, they didn't like him. But the nice people, they loved him. Because Ali was able to control his urges, his desires, his nafs. He did not allow dhulm to overtake him and defeat him. Only few people, awliya Allah, those who are really connected with Allah, those that the dunya did not touch them. Dunya did not touch them. They are not fascinated by the dunya. They can have power, at the same time they can be just and adil. But most of them, unfortunately, who are touched by the dunya, and I saw this in Iraq, in my country, Iraq. Many of those who are in the government, they were my friends, my close friends and neighbors. But today he's in government, he has power, he even forgets your name. He forgets you completely, he forgets his closest people to him. Because power changes. Power, authority, influence, money, these things, they change the human character. They are poisons. These things are like poisons. Sometimes the poison is physical, a liquid, they call it poison. Sometimes power and authority is worse than this liquid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, innama baghyukum ala anfusikum, ay mardum. ببینید خداوند چی میفرماید. ای مردم، یا ایها الناس، ستم شما به زیان خود شما خواهد بود، به زیان خدا نخواهد بود. ستم میکنید به زیان خودتونه، به خود شما برمیگردد. ایها الناس، انما بغیکم علی انفسکم. Your aggression, it goes back at you immediately, directly at you. It backfires, not at someone who's sitting next to you, at you. Goes back at you. In Ahsantum, in Surah Al-Isra, what do you say in Surah Al-Isra? In Ahsantum, Ahsantum لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you do good, you do good to yourself. وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ, if you do bad and evil, again you do bad and evil to your own self. وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَا. We have to learn this lesson. This is why we have to be good. We have to be good because we're going to benefit, not others. And if we are bad and evil, we are going to lose, not others. Ya ayyuhannas, this is qanun, fixed. Allah puts this law, which is fixed. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. O mankind, your aggression, your dhulm, your abuse is against your own selves. إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And then Allah says, مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This enjoyment is very short in this life. So do not be arrogant. This life is going to pass. My friends, now it's November. Did you feel this year, 2015? What did you feel of this year? Tell me. Huh? What did you feel? Did you feel last year, 2014, 2013? What do you feel of the year? What do you feel of the month, of the week? Do you really feel it? How old are you? Ask yourself. How old are you? Remember when you were 10 years old, 5 years old. Now you are 40 and 50 and 60 and 70. Life is short, my friends. Today I visited 2 patients. One of them is terminally ill. They were full of energy, moving, going, coming. They have. This is life. This is the reality of life. Does not stay for us. Life is a movie. The movie has a beginning, a middle, and in the old days, remember the old movies, it puts the end. Nowadays, they don't have the end. People leave the theater immediately. In the past, I remember when it was black and white, the end. The end. Israel comes and says, the end. Sorry, I can't. I can't extend it. No more week, no more 1 month. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Someone tells me that we have a member of our family who is the healthiest in the family. This member is the healthiest. They eat what they call this food, this organic food, and this. No, I don't drink this, I don't touch this, I don't. She went to the doctor, cancer, stage 4. Allahu Akbar. Stage 4. And she's the youngest member of the family. It's a shock. It's a shock. Someone who's trying his life to be, all his life to be the healthiest, and then they tell him stage number 4, and you have 3 months. This is life. This is the reality of this cheap life. Life is very cheap. In dunya khainast, dustan. In dunya aman nadras, khainast. Don't put your trust in this dunya. Don't. Dunya is going to cheat on you and it's going to backstab you. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, we have a few days, we have to do something, we have to accomplish for the Akhirah. You have to get a few things, put them in the sack, to sock bizarid, in the bag, so we can take them with us. There is no aman in this life. There is no trust in this life. Anything can happen nowadays. Anything can happen. Ya ayyuhan nasu innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Allah says these are the baghy. If you want to be bad, don't think that you can be bad for 50, 60 years. Few days. Mata' al hayat al dunya. Mata' means something temporary, something fleeting. Mata' al hayat al dunya. Thumma ilayna narji'ukum. Khaylia. میگن که بدن منو بسوزانید بعد از مرگ. عقیده ندارم به آخرت. آخرت چیه؟ قیامت چیه؟ این حرفا چیه؟ خداوند میفرماید ثم الینا مرجعکم. به سوی ما دارید برمیگردید. کجا فرار میکنید؟ ثم الینا. You're going to come back to us. فننبئکم. We shall show you and tell you بما کنتم تعملون. The truth of everything you have done in this life. We're going to show it to you. Allah says, we're going to put like a necklace, garden band, around your neck. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ. اون خانم هایی که تو دنیا garden band نپوشیدن دیر نشده. تو آخرت میپوشیم انشاءالله. فقط خانم هم نمیپوشن. ما هم میپوشیم. من و شما هم که نپوشیدیم این garden band انشاءالله برامون ذخیره شده تو آخرت. خدا میگه این عمل کردتون، کردارتون، رفتارتون، حرفاتون، اینا رو به گردنتون میبندیم. مثل گردن من. و کل انسان الزمناه طائره فی عنقه. Around his neck. Your deeds We put them around your neck. You come with your file. You don't have to carry it. Don't spend energy in carrying it. Maybe you put it here and you forget it. We put it around your neck. And then, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. Your file, they're going to open it for you. Read. Look at your file. Look at what you did. Everything is gathered in that book, in that file. Nothing is missing. Sometimes we forget. We forget about things that we did. But in the file does not forget. وَيَقُولُ يَا وَيْلَتَا. Another verse. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What sort of book is this? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Everything is small and big is put in this book. I have forgotten these things. But the book does not forget. We have a day, real day. Akhirah is real. Akhirah is not fantasy. Akhirah is not fiction. Akhirah is not a movie. It's a real day ahead of us. Allahumma akhfir lilmu'minin walmu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.